Facebook, as we all know, is an information-hungry social network that makes money by selling our data to marketers. The more we give, the more they make. How can you use the social network without revealing everything? Well, there's a fascinating article on the CNET website which outlines 5 tips for us all. Let's take a look at them on today's episode of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. First off, go to your security settings and tweak the ad preferences. You can tell Facebook that you don't want to see ads based on your data from companies that partner with Facebook. However, while this will make you feel good, the truth is Facebook will still show you ads based on your age, gender, zip code, and the like. Step 2, cut off third-party apps. Don't let other applications track your whereabouts and sell you stuff. This sounds good in theory, but if you do so, many people might miss the ability to sign on to Spotify or Tinder using your Facebook credentials. We all hate passwords, so many of us just let Facebook sign in for us. But come on, a password manager is way safer. Step 3, this is a good one, use browser tools to block Facebook and other third parties from tracking you. Apple Safari and Firefox are both great for this, but it won't help you much on mobile. Step 4, you know, I was recently in Porto, Portugal, and got a welcome from Facebook on my phone encouraging me to visit local sites cited by my friends. That was weird. How did Facebook know? It tracks your every move. That's how. Facebook doesn't have a feature to turn that off, but a VPN will. A virtual private network app hides your location. The only catch is that you'll have to pay a monthly subscription for a good VPN app. The 5th step, cited by CNET, is the most extreme. Duh, don't put Facebook on your phone, and then it won't have access to your contact list or follow you around the globe like it did with me in Portugal. But face it, come on, that's not realistic. In fact, these tips, I think the one we might actually be able to use is step 2 and cutting off third-party access. Facebook is a monster. Stay on your toes, people. What do you think, everyone? I'd love to hear from you about your thoughts about Facebook and how it tracks us. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I will be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.